In uncertain times like these, we seek the comfortable, the familiar. But what would happen if we tried something entirely different? This is episode 15 of Social Insect Distancing, an emergency podcast series brought to you by The Daily Ant. Feeling antsy at home? We're here to improve your experience as a small thank you for choosing community well-being. Ants on Sea-Doos. A few days ago, our film correspondent, Derek Langston, sent us a short clip from the comedy TV show, Letterkenny. The scene opens with three men lazing on a porch, engaging in rambling conversation. The discussion soon turns to ants riding sea-doos. For any listeners who are unaware, a sea-doo, as can be inferred from the context of the clip, is a jet ski. We enter this scene at the 56-second mark. Let's take a listen.
Maybe they could. Maybe who could? Ants?
Or what?
Ride sea-doos.
Good buddy.
See, there's a lot of variables at play here, obviously. But if you ask me if I've heard crazier things than ants riding sea-doos, I'd say sure.
You'd need a scientist.
You'd need a team of scientists, I think.
Well, ants is smart enough to walk single file and protect their queen, so you know they're just a stone's throw away from humans, intelligence-wise.
They're a hop, skip, and a jump, if you really think about it.
You get a scientist, make sea-doo for an ant?
Well, I think a team of scientists, a good one, for sure could.
A scientist making sea-doos for ants would be a tireless job.
Thankless, likely, too.
Well, he operates the gas with your thumb on a sea-doo, so ants don't got thumbs. That right there is your first obstacle.
No, you'd have to get scientists to make the gas a push button, so the ant could just put his foot on it.
It's like if a team of scientists was building a sea-doo for an ant, they could likely just as easily build the ant a bionic thumb to operate the gas with. So there's options there.
Yeah, it would need a license to operate a personal watercraft. That's not a big deal. You can get that over the weekend, big bang boom.
Well, the scientists would have to build him a PFD because they wouldn't let him take the course without it.
Ants would have no problem stabilizing themselves out on the sea-doo on account that they got more arms and legs than we do. They got a leg up on us there if he wants to be clever about it.
If I'm an ant, I'm operating the sea-doo with my antennas. That way I've got all those arms and legs to stabilize myself on the machine, which you'd need, like, if it's a wavy day on the water.
It still takes a lot of concentration from an ant. Like, the ant's going to fall off 2-3 times when he gets going. Let's just trial and error.
I don't know.
We have posted the entire clip on our webpage at dailyant.com. Please be aware that there is some salty language in the scene. I hope that learning about ants on sea-doos has brightened your day a little bit. And just remember that we're all in this together. See you tomorrow.